long list has been announced for this year's Miles Franklin Award, which is the most prestigious writing prize in Australia. And for listeners to this show, there are lots of familiar names on the list. Debut authors Tracy Sorensen and Robbie Arnott are there for The Lucky Galah and Flames, respectively. Michael Muhammad Ahmed has been listed for The Lebs, Gail Jones for The Death of Noah Glass, and Melissa Lukashenko for Too Much Lip. At the age of 83, Rodney Hall is the oldest longlister for his book A Stolen Season. If he wins, it'd be the third Miles Franklin Award in his long career. I visited Rodney at his home last year when he told me about the genesis of this book.
I never plan books, so I've started many books that never go anywhere, maybe 20, maybe 30 books that have sometimes got to be as big as 70 or 80,000 words long before I realise it's not going anywhere. It's never going to surprise me and certainly not please the reader. So I set out on things sometimes from a single idea, and this one came from a single idea. And the idea was about government lying to us, our own government lying to us, in this case acknowledged lies, about the Iraq, the causes of the Iraq war.
Rounding out the Miles Franklin long list are A Sand Archive by Gregory Day, Inappropriation by Lexi Freeman, Dyschronia by Jennifer Mills, and you guessed it, Boy Swallows Universe by Trent Dalton. And speaking of Boy Swallows Universe, it's just been announced that the Australian actor Joel Edgerton will be one of the producers of the TV adaptation of Trent Dalton's hit book. The TV rights will be shared by the American company Anonymous Content and its UK spin-off Chapter One in partnership with the Australian company Hopscop Features and Edgerton. It's another big moment for a book that just keeps making headlines. Last week, I told you about the Vogel Award and the decision that no prize would be awarded for 2019. You might remember the Vogel is a prize for unpublished writers under the age of 35, and that this year the judges said that none of the entered manuscripts quite made the grade. But in WA, another prize for young writers has had a lot more success. The Fogarty Award is a new prize run by Fremantle Press. And just like the Vogel, it offers $20,000 and a publishing contract to the winner, who must be aged between 18 and 35. The inaugural winner is Rebecca Higgy, but the CEO of Fremantle Press, Jane Fraser, says there were a number of manuscripts that could have been selected.
There were 64 entries in total, and honestly, a good third of those could have been longlisted. We were so impressed with the quality of these young writers. We were very excited about that. We had seven that were longlisted, and then three that were shortlisted, and all three of those were given a contract. We want to work with all three of those authors, and the final selection went to Rebecca Higgy, who wrote a manuscript called The History of Mischief.
That is a surprise that you're publishing three books. There were enough manuscripts of that quality that you felt like you could go ahead with publication.
Exactly. And a lot of these people we've never heard before because they're young. They haven't had the confidence to come out and say, look, I've got a manuscript here. They've been working hard on it. And this award has brought them out into the fore and put them front and centre. And we're so excited about that.
Jane Fraser there from Fremantle Press. Now, if you're a regular library user, you probably know that some books are always on the wait list. And the Australian Library and Information Association, along with the company Civica, has just released an official list of the most borrowed books from Australian libraries over the last year. The two most popular books were both Lee Child titles, The Midnight Line and Night School, with Tim Winton's The Shepherd's Hut, Jane Harper's Force of Nature, and AJ Finn's The Woman in the Window, rounding out the top five. And one library book I can confidently predict will be hot property next year is Hilary Mantel's The Mirror and the Light. Fans of Mantel have been waiting 8 years for the final book in her Thomas Cromwell trilogy to follow up Wolf Hall and Bring Up the Bodies. And it was announced to much fanfare last week that a release date of March 2020 has finally been locked in. Finally, in arts news, farewell to Judith Kerr, the beloved author and illustrator of children's books, including The Tiger Who Came to Tea and the Mog series. She's died in the UK at the age of 95.